the legislative session gets underway. So you've got a new legislature. It's going to be a lot like the old legislature. The Democrats will have commanding majorities in both the House and the Senate. And they believe they've got a mandate to raise taxes. And they say they have a reason they need to raise taxes. And the reason they need to raise taxes is that there's a deficit. Now, I want to be clear about what they mean by deficit. Okay? A deficit does not mean, oh no, there's not enough money coming in to cover our existing bills. No, that would be a deficit in your world. That would be a deficit in a business's world. Not enough money coming in to cover the bills we've got already. Here is what Olympia means by a deficit. And by the way, your comments, whether you want to call in or text your comments, same number for both, 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757. A deficit in Olympia means that the amount of money that we want to spend, the increases in government spending that we want to add to our existing budget, will not be covered by the anticipated revenues coming in. So there is no deficit for covering existing expenses. But if you look at the increase that Jay Inslee left behind, and you look at the anticipated revenues coming in, there will not be adequate money to pay for his budget increases. That's what they're calling a deficit. That's why they say we need to raise taxes. You know, I gotta give the Seattle Times credit. As you know, I can be very critical of content in the Seattle Times from time to time. But boy, they hit a home run yesterday. Their editorial in their Sunday editions, Washington lawmakers beware, you're reading the room wrong on taxes. It is one of the best editorials I've ever read. Let me say this again. One of the best editorials I've ever read in the Seattle Times about the Washington state budget. They got it right on every aspect of the Washington state budget and the current political realities we're dealing in. I'll quote from several parts of it. They say the Washington legislature convenes with larger Democratic margins in both the House and Senate, with moderate lawmakers leaving their jobs, the left and lefter tilt of the state House might lead to more experimental progressive machinations. And some Democratic leaders are interpreting state voters' rejection of three conservative-backed state initiatives as a signal that they are game for more taxes. Voters upheld three state laws with tax components: the capital gains taxes, assistance with at-home care, the long-term care initiative, and climate investments, meaning the backdoor gas tax increase. In fact, in the waning days of outgoing Governor Jay Inslee's third term, he was peddling the Democrats' so-called budget shortfall storyline. He called for some cuts, but then proposed $13 billion in new taxes over the next 4 years. In other words, not just more of the same, but even more of the same. Not so fast. Thursday, the incoming governor, Bob Ferguson, released his budget priorities, which promise a clear detour from business as usual. Tax hikes should be a last resort, he told Times reporter Jim Bruner. Though he did not say he would veto any new taxes, he expressed skepticism about an, quote, untested wealth tax, close quote. A wealth tax, by the way, doesn't tax you for what you do, you know, for what you spend or what you invest or what you purchase. It taxes you simply for how much you are worth on paper. And if you're looking for a way of chasing every person of means out of this state, that would be the way to do it. But anyway, put that aside. It says, meanwhile, Ferguson, who will be sworn in day after tomorrow, is floating the idea of $4.4 billion in spending reductions for the state general fund compared with Inslee's plan, while proposing $800 million in new programs for the next biennium. As you know, we have here in Washington a two-year budget cycle. So the budget, when you hear the budget $70 billion or $74 billion, that's how much they want to spend over a two-year period. Ferguson says he won't cut K-12 schools and signaled that the state's investment needs to increase. Throughout the election season, the Seattle Times editorial board interviewed more than 150 candidates running for office. Our meetings with many Democratic incumbents and first-time candidates reverberated with the party's well-honed talking points about the need for new revenue. When challenged with how the economy was strong and revenues were going up, though not as much as they had been going up, many of these candidates just tuned out. Now, about that invented budget shortfall. You can thank Inslee and Democratic leaders, particularly in the House, who wove this fairy tale. They made a deliberate decision to ignore realistic predictions by the state's professional economists that revenues in 2024 would go up by only 1 to 2%, possibly even decrease. The state Senate, to its members' credit, passed a budget that stayed close to those guidelines. However, the governor supported and the House passed a budget that assumed the largest revenue increase allowed by law, 4.5%. In the haggling between the two chambers and the governor's office, the state House approach, their approach prevailed, along with policies and new and expanded programs that spent up to the theoretical and incorrect revenue assumption. So in other words, they spent up to the most realistic but unlikely revenue assumption that was made. And then when it fell short of that, because they were told it would by the state's professional forecast council, they said, oh, now we've got a deficit. We need to raise taxes. You see how this works? To the Times' credit, they say, how would that fly in your household or your business? It wouldn't, because it's irresponsible. Ferguson suggested that, quote, I just view it as not much different than a family budget. Those choices are not always fun, but they are necessary. So far, Ferguson's pushback on the tradition of spend and spend seems promising and grounded in reality. And as a former three-term attorney general, he's got the political chops to make headway. Godspeed, Governor-elect Ferguson. Okay, we're about to find out. You know, the far left of his party is already squawking about this. So Ferguson has a choice. It is a choice that Jenny Durkin had when she was Seattle mayor, and she chose wrong. Here is that choice. The left wing of the legislature, particularly in the state house, has disproportionate influence because its members are organized, they are impassioned, they have grassroots support. They will make life hell on any Democrat incumbent, any standard issue liberal Democrat or any moderate Democrat or moderately liberal Democrat who resists raising taxes and engaging in class warfare and every other issue on their agenda. The mayor of Seattle, when she had this exact same thing happen with her city council, where you had the Shama Sawant and Lorena Gonzalez and Teresa Mosqueda wing of the city council pushing and pulling to the left, she could have said, ain't going to fly. Come back to reality. And if not, you're welcome to fly away, but you're not taking the council in this city down with you. Instead, she tried to make nice. And maybe we can compromise. And she was held in utter contempt by Shama Sawant. You have the left wing in Olympia basically trying to do to the legislature what Shama Sawant and company did to the Seattle City Council about 10 years ago. Same dynamics are at play. An impassioned, progressive, i.e. left-wing, insurgent membership trying to pull the rest of the council with them. That's what they're trying to do in Olympia. Bob Ferguson can either be a, you know, he's a very partisan Democrat, but this fight is not with Republicans. This fight for Bob Ferguson is with his own party. This is a fight with the progressive left. And yes, they're not going to call it a fight. They'll call it a negotiation. We'll roll up our sleeves. We'll get together. We'll work things out. No, it's a fight. This is a fight about who will define this legislature going forward. And so Ferguson is either going to triangulate and form a majority coalition with most Democrats and almost all Republicans against the insurgent left, or he will do exactly what Jay Inslee just did, which is he wants to make nice with the progressives so he'll show how nice they are, and the rest of the Democrats will have to go along with the progressives or else they risk being primaried in their next reelection. And they're going to be denigrated and demonized until they do. I mean, you think the left is mean and vicious to Republicans. You ought to see what they do to Democrats. You ought to see what they do to Democrats who are seen as infidels because they're not sufficiently left-wing. So that's where we are. That is where Bob Ferguson is. And we're going to be there for every minute of it. Should be a very interesting legislative session.